It was Ashford Sanatorium I was in, and my husband's a very strong man, very strong-willed man, and he wasn't happy about the treatment I was getting there. They was injecting so many thousand litres of air into my diaphragm to push the lung up, because I found afterwards I had a hole the size of a half a crane in the bottom lobe of my right lung. And I had to go and have this, I can't remember what they called it, but this air injected into my, diaphragm. About once a fortnight that was done, to try and push the lung up together. And the food I was getting in there was, was more cabbage than anything. Plates and plates of cabbage, because they too didn't understand diabetes. They didn't know how to feed me. And in the end he decided he was going to take me home, which he did. He came and got me by train. And I stayed at home for a few weeks, and then of course I was really ill after that and had to go back to the doctor and was taken to Grove Park Hospital in London. That was where they eventually operated on me and took the lower lobe away. And that was where I had the trouble trying to make the doctor understand, or my husband did, that I needed glucose. I was in there, I suppose, getting on for 2 months, because I had to get me on my feet after the operation. And then I returned home. But all the children were put into care homes, because my husband had to work then. He was working at the BP refinery in Kent. He was a shift worker. And in between visiting the children and visiting me, he didn't have much time indoors, and he didn't have time to eat even. He was losing weight. And we had to pay for all the children that were away in these nursing homes, well, children's homes, and none of them were together. They were all in different places. So that was very upsetting for us.
What are your children's memories of that time?
Well, fortunately, they don't seem to remember a lot about it, because they were reasonably young, weren't they? Colin was two when he came home. Glenn and Neil and Linda went up to my husband's mother in Newcastle. They stayed up there with her as long as she was able to keep them there. And then, of course, I had to come back and go into these homes, which I'm telling you about. And they were all in different ones, which was very difficult for him. One was in Orpington, one was in Faversham, in Kent. I can't remember. One was in Tunbridge Wells. So he had a heck of a life. And I was in Orpington.
How long did this life go on for?
Well, 2 years at least. Must have been 2 years. Colin was just over two when he came back, because the others were going to school where they were in these homes, because they were older.